Episode 15 of Rose and Dagger Podcast. I had the pleasure to speak to Patrick Carter. Patrick's kind of a throwback tattooer. You come in the shop, you're going to get whatever tattoo you ask for. He's also the type of person you really want to spend your time getting tattooed by because he treats every person exactly how they should be treated, which is kind of a lost art. So, hope you enjoy.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Patrick. How's it going, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, man. I really appreciate you holding out on till after Remembrance Day for us to speak.
Oh, no problem at all, man. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, I was looking forward to speaking with you. How have you been?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Just enjoying the change of the seasons down here in Ohio.
Yeah. You've been keeping pretty busy since the lockdown?
I try to, man. Yeah, it was a... definitely an interesting time within tattooing as far as, at least in Ohio anyway, when everything was allowed to reopen again, tattooing was one of the few things that you were allowed to do. Mm-hmm. So it created like a pretty big boom for us. So it was good and bad because, of course, we had to be cautious, but, hundreds of people wanted to get in. So positive and a negative, I guess.
Yeah. I see that you're heading down to, Maryland there pretty soon in December.
Yes, freshly minted at Black Anchor. Going to be working for Crooked Ken down there, so really looking forward to that. I've known Ken for a couple years now, and put something up that he needed a new guy, and here we are. You know,
yeah, so, man.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty stoked even when I see that because I really enjoy your style of tattooing and your approach to it.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
And I mean, Crooked Ken is Crooked Ken. I mean, enough said. So.
Oh yeah, I mean that name alone is, you know, Ken does it how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed his style of tattooing, and I just thought it was really cool. Like a younger guy like yourself, like going in there, it's just, I can only imagine how many cool tattoos are really going to come out of there from yourself, and it's going to be awesome. I'm actually going to be, as soon as the border opens and we're all safe down the road. I'm going to make my way down there. So now I got to get tattooed from both of you the same day.
Right. Yeah. Now it's going to be more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But I see you kind of surround yourself with some pretty good folk as far as your tattooing time. Like I've talked with a good buddy of yours, Mark Warnick.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he spoke to you very highly a few times. We've talked online. We talk about music a lot and tattooing, and he's mentioned your name multiple times and had nothing but very respectful things to say, which I find really cool because it's kind of like the seasoned guy that's kind of like likes to pass on the knowledge to the younger guys, which I'm super into it because that's one of my favorite things about tattooing is a lot of the lineage that guys really cling on to and they pay respects to it. And I find you're kind of doing that yourself.
Oh, definitely, man. Yeah, it's, Mark really, I had a very short apprenticeship when I was younger that didn't work out at a shop around Cleveland. And then I was working shop help at another shop a couple years later. And Mark had taken some time off tattooing, and he came and joined our crew there. And the first day we met, we hit it off, and, you know, Mark's really been influential in getting me into tattooing, apprenticing me, obviously, and, teaching me not only about tattooing, but more so like even how to conduct myself within the shop or as a person overall. And, I'm grateful for Mark on a lot of different fronts because of that.
So I like that, man. Like I'm a big history guy, obviously in my armed forces background. Yeah. I really pay respect to those before me as I did yesterday for Remembrance Day and Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. And I think I really clinged on to tattooing a lot of the guys that I'm friends with, and they kind of have the same mindset I do. And I'm super stoked that you're heading down that way. What have you been doing in the meantime since the lockdown? Have you been painting much, or is just like you were saying, it's pretty balls to the wall with people kind of bombarding?
The lockdown was definitely difficult. that was the longest I hadn't tattooed since I started tattooing. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's a big part of my identity. That's a big part of me. So that was like, you know, definitely felt like something got taken away from me, you know, sort of felt incomplete without tattooing. You know, but looking back at the lockdown here wasn't that long. Yeah, got a lot of flash pages done while we weren't allowed in the shop. And then, yeah, like I said, once we were allowed back in, pretty much you could only, you know, go to the grocery store, post office, and then salons and tattooing. So everyone had a lot of money burning a hole in their pocket. And, you know, we were happy to make them a little lighter, certainly.
That's awesome, man. Like, what got you into tattooing? Like, I know, like, I always saw them, like, but some guys just kind of fell ass backwards into it. Like, what kind of prompted you to, like, start tattooing?
You know, my grandpa was in the Navy, and he had tattoos. And my dad and uncles had tattoos from some federally mandated vacations. And growing up, I was just so enamored by them, and I was just always so infatuated by them. It's something that really took a hold of me. I honestly feel the same way about seeing cool tattoos now that I did as a kid. Like, I'm always looking around, even, you know, even when I'm just out in public, I'm like, oh, there's a cool one. Oh, look at that one. That looks really old, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I don't know, it's something that's always been so enamoring to me. Even now, it's like the I love watching the process of tattooing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm fortunate enough to work with Mark Warnick, and I even, you know, if I'm not tattooing, I'll go over and watch him tattoo. The whole process is just so infatuating to me. I'm just like, have always been so in love with tattooing. It's come first mm-hmm. in my life for so long now.
I mean, I find with this is just from like someone who appreciates it. I see your tattooing. I feel like you kind of like to do everything. Like, if it comes in the door, very street shop mm-hmm. oriented, like, I'll do the tattoo. I see you do script and traditional. And
oh yeah.
Just black work. Like,
is that something
that you kind of wanted to, like, when you first started tattooing, is that something you wanted to push yourself into, or did you want to something you just more gravitated towards that?
You know, I think that, with, like I said, from learning from Warnick, it's, you know, there's a big difference between, having the internet in the shop and not having the internet in the shop. And, you know, the first time that I was shop help in a shop, there was no internet. And, you know, in that shop anyway. And it's interesting to see now that people are so specialized within something. And I, mm-hmm. I do think that that's cool. You know, like, if you just do traditional, or if you just do lettering or whatever, like, if that's your niche, and, you know, and that's your thing, I think that that's really cool. But to me, through Mark, you know, I really got a sense of that we do the tattoos that come in, you know, and you have to be able to, you know, draw that script. You have to be able to draw that traditional yeah. rose. You have to be able to take a design off of someone's T-shirt, or, you know, insert whatever here. And it's, exactly. you know, that's something that I enjoy that challenge of doing. It's something that I think really keeps tattooers sharp, keeps your brain moving. And, you know, I always go tattooing. All of my tattooing has bases within that. But yeah, I do take pride in the fact that I am a walk-in tattooer. And I think that that is something strong. You know, it's strange to me when I see things like people are booked till, you know, 2086 or something like this, you know, because yeah. that's, you know, to me, that would take away a little bit of the fun of tattooing, of like, okay, you did your appointment, and now, you know, there's like a group of people that are at a birthday party, you know, whatever comes in. It's something that's cool to me.
I couldn't agree more, because I mean, I understand the book's closed. You got to feed your family.
Absolutely.
You got to, like, I understand that to an extent, but the guys that I know, and the folks that I like, guys and girls I like to get tattooed by, their books aren't closed. Maybe they're booked up a little bit.
Absolutely. Sure.
Tattooed by them. But I just feel like I could feel like I could just drive down to Black Anchor next week, and I feel like I'd come home with a tattoo at some point.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like the book's close for my own personal taste. I feel like it steals away from the little bit of I mentioned before to some guys, like, there's a little bit of a magic behind, like, getting excited about going in a shop and being like, yeah, I want to get this today. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know that's not always possible, but especially with what's going on, but at least within a time frame that you're still stoked on it. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Yeah. There's like a bit of a thrill of like not even knowing what you're going to get when you go somewhere, you know, and that's definitely one cool thing that I like about working for Ken at Black Anchor is that they have so much cool flash up, you know, whether that mm-hmm. is Ken's flash, the folks who have worked there in the past, you know, he has such a impressive collection of vintage flash there as well. You know, people come in and they're like, yeah, I'm looking to get a tattoo. And we'll be like, cool, man, look around the walls. And those designs are built to last. You know, it's interesting to me with people who aren't in tattooing, their thoughts as far as like, they want to get something in their mind that is customer, that is their own. And then they'll show you a picture on their phone of something that you've done 15 times, which, you know, nothing wrong with that, of course, but it's just an interesting thought process of if it's on the wall, it's not cool, or it's old or something like this, you know, and it's kind of like with, especially, you know, with the internet or with Pinterest or things like this, it's almost created a new style of tattooing. You know, the designs are not curated by tattooers anymore, which certainly adds a challenge. And I'm interested to see what some of these tattoos look like, you know, 10 or 15 years down the road, certainly.
For sure. I mean, like you said, those designs were meant to last. I feel a lot of people are actually getting better tattoos. Like I'm 40 in December, and I got some stuff on me that's very questionable.
Sure, from, sure.
You know, drinking and whatever.
Right, absolutely.
And that was just the time in the 90s. But like my wife, she only had a couple small tattoos when we met. And now she's got two of the best leg sleeves right. from some of the best tattooers in the world. And I think it's really cool because she's kind of straight edge government working person, right. but she's under her skirt. She's got like these amazing leg sleeves.
Yeah.
And, I mean, as much as when I'm walking through, you know, walking around and everyone's all sleeved out and face tattoos
right,
and
right.
whatever and head, it's all cool. At some point, as you know, I'm starting to turn into a crustier older guy. I was kind of like, hey, I don't like this. I want to be like unique, but it's really cool because it's almost making your guys' job a tad easier because there's always going to be people. It's not going to be just the, you know, the weirdos or the
as
we were considered.
Right, right. You know, that it's interesting. People still ask me to this day, you know, if when I'm tattooing them, they'll be like, oh, so do you tattoo a lot of bikers or you know, tattoo a lot of service people? And you know, the service people really depends on if you're near a base per se, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, as far as like that, you know, seedy underground element, I would say that almost got pushed out of tattooing with the more mainstream acceptance that I would say happened, you know, in the mid to late 90s. And you know, everyone has a tattoo now. You know, I've tattooed my mom, and
that's awesome.
You know, it's almost more rare now to find someone without a tattoo. So, you know, people's ideas are still that, like, oh yeah, you know, you must deal with a lot of shady characters and this and that. Yeah. And, you know, I tell them, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, I tattoo collectors, you know, college kids, housewives, older folks, you know, whoever comes in now, we're very happy to tattoo. And, you know, that is a part of the newer culture of tattooing that I am into, is that you get to meet people from all different walks of life. And that's something that is cool to me. You know what I mean? You'll tattoo someone who's 74 and they always wanted to get their first tattoo, but maybe, you know, their husband didn't want it and their husband has passed and now they want to get a little butterfly. Like something like that is pretty cool to me, that people feel more comfortable to come in, because we are just regular people tattooing as well. You know, we're just trades mm-hmm. folks like anyone else.
Well, I mean, I'll use the example of like myself or like yourself. You're a very heavily tattooed guy. And I showed one of my daughters that I was going to be speaking to. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I was going to speak to this young fella. And she's like, okay. Like, she's like, oh, he looks really cool. He looks like a nice person. And I explained to how our interaction when we spoke, how polite and cordial you were.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's just, you know, the days of the guy smoking in the tattoo shop. That was cool. I saw all that.
Absolutely.
Shit.
Right.
Now it's just like, I have daughters and a young fella, and you know, when I send them in to get a tattoo, I feel like it's just going to be done a different way. Not better. I just feel a little more at ease with it.
Definitely, man. Yeah. You know, there's a level of respect, of a more mutual respect, I would say now. I mean, I'm sure you felt the same way. The first time I went into a tattoo shop, like, I was just scared, you know, like, I was like, Oh God, you know, all these big dudes there, and they didn't really give a shit that I was there, you know, and they were all smoking and drinking inside the shop and all of this kind of thing. And, you know, I do remember what that felt like, being 18 and walking in there and like, just being like, oh God, you know? So I really try to put people at ease when they're getting their first tattoo, no matter the age, you know, because any new thing that you do is going to be, you know, have an element of fear to it. And the level of fear, of course, just depends on the person. But I do try to put people at ease, and, you know, even as much as telling them what I'm doing as I'm setting up, or, you know, asking them if they have any questions, or letting them know they can take a break whenever they want, you know, different things like this. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something I'm into. I always try to show respect to people that I'm tattooing, and I hope to get that respect back, because then everybody has a great time. And I think you get a better tattoo when everything's flowing smoothly and the conversation's going nicely. And so that is one of the changes that I think is a major positive, is that I don't know if I would call it customer service yet, but, you know, there's that element of you know, it's cool. I think it's cool to be nice to people, and I try to be nice to people.
Buddy, you just hit the nail on the head. I was just going to say that I was talking to Mark about 2 weeks ago, and we were discussing like the tough guy mm-hmm. mentality. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing that I, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm not worried about someone bullying me, but like, I couldn't imagine my 16-year-old, she wants to get a tattoo. I'm going to take her and make sure it's somewhere good. But if she went in somewhere and someone gave her a hard time, like, I just don't feel like that doesn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. Like people aren't trying to be tough guys. And I feel everybody's just trying to be friends. Like some of the gentlemen and the ladies I've spoken to, just while doing this project, everybody's just talking about, like, yeah, I can't wait to see this person. And, you know, I helped out this guy and they helped me and we're friends. Like, it's just, there's no like, oh, fuck this guy. And like, you know, their shop, you know, they can eat shit.
Yes. Yeah.
Guys are just so cool. Like, Mark, I talked to Mikey Erickson, mm-hmm. and he has the same thing. He said just such great things about you. And I'm just like, man, that's just going to turn into a very long, long career. You know, that goes a long way. Like, I'm willing to travel from Canada to come down to the United States to get a tattoo, surely based off, yes, your tattooing abilities, but the way you treat people makes it more inviting. And
oh, 100. Yeah.
Anybody.
I think that, you know, I would almost prefer to be tattooed by someone, you know, let's say that wasn't the best tattooer on the planet, if I knew that I was going to have a good time, you know, because, you know, let's say you go to the absolute top guy and they're not really interested in you and they just are tattooing you to get to the next person. You know, that's not a lot of fun. And what I think now is really cool, you know, especially like to you, someone like Mikey, for example, is, you know, Mikey can draw 90% of tattooers under the table. And you know, he's just getting so good at tattooing so quickly. And at the same time, he is just like the nicest, coolest dude, you know? So not only do you get like a really, really cool tattoo every time from Mikey, but you're going to laugh and you're going to have fun and you're going to feel comfortable. And I think for myself, that's a must. I want both sides of that. You know, I don't just want a good mm-hmm. tattoo. I want to have fun when I go there, you know, because the first shop or two that I was in, we only got tattooed by the people who worked at that specific shop, because it was still a little territorial at that time. And mm-hmm. I always thought that was lame, because, you know, there might be someone at another shop, even in the same town, that you want to get tattooed by. And I'm glad to see that element of tattooing has sort of gone by the wayside.
Yeah, I've seen it competitive in some places, and I won't say names, but like, I've also seen it where, like, I go see my buddy Brian in Nova mm-hmm. Scotia, and he's like, yeah, go here. And he said, go to Ontario and go see the guys at Trophy.
Right.
And like months later, my wife and I are driving 14 hours.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's just, let's get tattooed by cool people. Like, and there's so many people tattooing now, you kind of can pick and choose. And you know what? You're a douchebag. I'm not
exactly, man. Yeah, it doesn't matter like how good you are. Like if you go there, you know, and spend a lot of money, and that person's an asshole to you, mm-hmm. you know, you're never going back. And that's, you know, that's not what I want. I want to have fun when I'm tattooing. I want the person to have fun while I'm tattooing. And you know, if you're not joking around and busting balls at the shop, I mean, that's a boring day.
I'm so comfortable with a couple of my good buddies that I get tattooed by. My buddy here, hour from me here, Daryl Hart. I get to the point where it's like, man, just tattoo whatever you want. I got a space.
Right.
You had available time. I'll take it. Just tattoo whatever you want. Cause I'm so comfortable. I know I'm going to leave with top quality work and I feel comfortable, but I think that's how you're going to build a, and like you said, it's not customer service, but it's like, hey, that person wants to come back. Cause you know, I was
good. Right. Like, be, you know, be a cool dude. And, you know, I think especially, you know, to use Trophy, for example, to use King Cobra, for example, where Mikey Erickson works, you know, there's hopefully people look at Black Anchor like this as well, is that, you know, when you go there, everyone is encouraged to get tattooed by everyone in that shop even. And, you know that when you go to shops like that, that is going to happen. Anyone that you get tattooed by there, you're going to have a good time and you're going to get a really nice tattoo. And it's really cool to me to see shops that are excellent front to back, as opposed to when I was first coming up, there'd be a couple good guys, a couple guys who were getting into it. And then a couple guys who weren't that good, you know, and tattooing has gotten so good so quickly. Those kind of shops are kind of exciting to me, you know?
Yeah. I've been to a few of them where it's like, shit, I don't want to like, not get tattooed by this guy because I want to get tattooed by everybody mm-hmm. else. I don't want to insult him, but you kind of want to venture into everybody else. But because some people are a little egotistical, sure. There are, like you said, I feel like I would come down to Black Anchor and, you know, I'm going to get tattooed by all the guys.
Absolutely.
There. That's just both my wife and I. That's just the type of excursions we like to go out on. And I think that's starting to be a thing. I know so many people that couples and tattooed vacations, you know.
Yeah, and even if that shop is, you know, four. We'll drive, you know. And like even, for example, shop in. That Josh Mason owns. And.
Yes.
7 or 8 people there tattooing that are just so cool front to back. And I've been fortunate enough to be tattooed by some of them. You know, Jill Krasnarek and Josh Mason and Tomas Garcia and Josh Adams, you know, the list goes on and on and on differently, you know, and that's something that me and my friends definitely always like to do. Cause that's, you know, two or 3 hour drive from where I'm at. And that's a fun day, you know, go and get a couple cool tattoos and head back home and, day off.
Do you feel like where you're going into Black Anchor, where you got a guy like Ken, and I mean you have that good relationship with Mark, you kind of got a seasoned guy, like you seem like the type of guy who it's still wanting to take pointers. It's not like, hey, I've been doing this, you don't need, you know, you get out of my way, kind of let me do my thing. I feel like you're more of like a humble guy. Are you looking forward to like being somewhere because I mean that it's a pretty established shop and a gentleman that's just for my taste anyway, just kind of like you said, doing it right.
Absolutely, like,
right? You must be pretty stoked to get in there and just almost pick his brain and.
Yeah, man, it's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you can learn a lot by watching people, you know, and you can learn a lot by. You know, I've always been like a younger guy in the shop per se, right? And that's not to say I'm 35 now, so I'm not super young anymore. But, you know, I've always been around people who have had 10 or 15 years more experience than me. And that's something that I think that if you think that you've got it, then you are really missing out on a lot of things. You know, I'm always interested in in talking shop. You know, even when other tattooers come to get tattooed, we'll start bullshitting about that. You know what I mean? Oh, have you tried this? Have you done this? You see what this guy's been doing? You know, just talk about even little things like what ink you've been using, or you know, have you tried this pigment? Have you done that? And I'm always trying to learn. You know, I'm always trying to listen to folks. I'm always trying to keep my eye open for new tricks or, you know, little different ways to do classic images, different things like this. I'm always open to learning. And I think that has helped me to progress in the little bit of time that I've been tattooing. Because I think the more open-minded you are towards things, the more you can pick up. I would never imagine that, like, I've got this, you know, because there are people who are at a level of expertise that are so high above me. It would be foolish if
I think that just lends you to
a longer career
and more longevity. And I think it'll just be beneficial.
It's just like anybody you get in. If you pick someone's mind and like you said, just watching them and absorbing all what they know, it's just be nothing but beneficial for you. And I'm pretty stoked for you to get in there. And I just wanted to speak with you today, right quick. And I didn't want to take too much. I know you're on the day off, and like, I'm super appreciative of it. And for holding off, I thought I'd be able to speak to you before our Remembrance Day, but it just didn't pan out. And I know your lineage to military, makes it even more,
even
more special for me to speak to you. And the correspondence up till now, I really appreciate it, man. Like it's guys like yourself that make this craft, it is getting accepted into a lot more into places, and it's because of guys like yourself. So I really appreciate you taking the time to
chop it up with me. That's awesome.
I'll let you get to your day there. And I hope it's gorgeous there for you, and enjoy your day off. And I'll speak to you soon, my friend. Thanks, Patrick. Cheers, buddy.
That was episode 15 of Rose and Dagger Podcast. I just want to thank Patrick again for taking the time to speak to me. I think in this world, we need more people like him, treating people fairly, treating every person the exact same. You go into a tattoo shop, you ask for a tattoo, you leave with that tattoo, and done well, and you feel good about the experience you just had. So I hope everybody enjoyed, and I hope everybody's doing well in the world.